Remember to buy Dill's Best Smoking Tobacco in its bright yellow tin at 15 cents or Model Tobacco in its gay red tin or pouch at 10 cents. Dill's Best and Model Smoking Tobaccos present Pipe Smoking Time. So puff your cares away with Pick and Pat and their pipe-smoking buddies, Dill's Best Yellow Jackets, and our baritone soloist, Edward Roker, that model smoker. Gentlemen, pipe-smoking time is yours.
Well, doggone my time, Pat, old sonny boy. You know something? You know there's one thing that I cannot understand.
What's that, Pilkus?
You know I got a new job last week, and every time that I come to work early, the rest of the people in the office there, they gives me the raspberry.
You mean whenever you come to work early, the rest of the folks is give you the raspberry?
Yeah, I wish you'd tell me why is that.
Well, I guess that's because of the old saying.
What old saying?
You know, the early worm gets the bird.
Oh, boy, will you quit that monkey? Yeah.
Huh?
I see you got your big musical instrument down your hand of yours right there.
Yeah, I brought back my breathe organ again.
Yeah, but doggone boy, do you really think you can play that thing?
Why, man, last week I was out on the street playing it.
You were?
And I was playing my old Kentucky home kind of sad like, you know.
Yeah.
And as I played it, I see the poor old man standing over there near me crying.
Crying?
Yeah, and when I finished, I said to him, Mister, I noticed that as I played my old Kentucky home, you cried.
Yeah, well, what did the man say?
I asked the man then if he was a Kentuckian. He said, no, I'm a musician.
Boy, you sort of put the numb to him, didn't you?
Yeah, besides, I know lots of people that wants to hear my harmonica again.
I bet you do.
Yeah, cause Shorty McMahon, he give me lots of fan letters that come in from people what heard me play a couple of weeks ago.
I wish you'd hush your mouth. Let me hear some of them letters. Go
well,
ahead.
All right, I'll bust one of them wide open right now and read it.
Read it to me.
Here one is right here. Say, a man says, a couple of weeks ago, my baby was crying, and I said to my baby, that crying you were doing is the worst noise I ever heard.
Oh, the man said to his baby that the crying the baby was doing was the worst noise he ever heard?
Yeah, he said, then I heard you played the harmonica, then I apologized to the baby.
But doggone, that's a good boost, you know it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, open up another letter.
Yeah, this here one come from a chicken farmer.
Yeah, what did he say?
He says, I would like to buy your harmonica.
Oh, he wants to buy your harmonica.
Yeah.
Boy, he must like it.
He says, and he say, I got a prize hen, but your harmonica laid a bigger egg than she did.
Oh, yeah.
He must like me, huh?
I swear, boy, he's crazy about you.
Yeah, I'm gonna open this here one, too.
Go ahead.
It say, I just see the moon picture in which a man was hit by a bullet.
A bullet?
Yeah, then I went home and heard you play the harmonica. I still think they shot the wrong man. Doggone boy, that's enthusiasm, ain't it?
I'm telling the kind world, that's enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It's something like that. Say, boy, you ought to play some more for them folks. Go ahead.
Sure enough?
Yeah, play some more.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead and numb them.
Yeah.
I'll stand way back here so the audience can throw straight. What you gonna play?
Well, I'm gonna play a little tune that's been wandering around in my mind.
Yeah, well, it had plenty of room to wander around. Go ahead. Let me hear you go to town with that thing.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, got ducks in there. Oh, me. Beautiful. Oh, hot now.
Oh, tiger. Give me a piece of pie.
Beneath a street lamp, I silently stood on that same old corner in that same neighborhood. As I strolled by the houses unchanged by the years, in my throat came a lump, and my eyes filled with tears. I again saw the lamppost, the pump, and the stoop, and the could picture us kids in a group. There were Shorty and Yeller and Skinny and Mike, and the rich kid who had ball-bearing skates and a bike. And down near the school, I could see a brick wall where we all used to go for a game of handball. And the crabby old janitor who chased us away, say, what wouldn't I give just to see him today? And then came the parties and dances, and that's why we didn't notice the years going by. And the first thing we knew, we were all 21. But that gang stuck together in tighter and fun. But then came the war, the crowds in the street, the blast of the bugle, the tramp of the beat, and that gang, that old gang of mine, was the first gang that hit the Hindenburg line. But the war is all over now, and last night as I stood on that same old corner in that same old neighborhood, I couldn't help brushing a tear from my eye. For I knew not a face in the crowds that passed by. Gone forever are the pals that I love. There isn't a trace nor a sign of that honest-to-goodness, regular old bunch, that old gang of mine. Goodbye forever, old fellows and girls. Goodbye forever, old sweethearts. Give the world to see that old gang of mine. Tonight, as you puff your cares away, we hope your pipe is filled with Model Smoking Tobacco or Dill's Best, whichever suits your smoking taste and habit. If your choice is Model, you are probably still wondering how such a delightful, cool, mellow smoke with such natural tobacco flavor and fragrance can be bought for only 10 cents. It is truly a model of
Did
pipe
you
tobacco...
Did you say 10 cents?
Yes, I said 10 cents. It is truly a model of pipe tobacco value. Dill's Best in its classic yellow tin at 15 cents is also winning new friends every day. Young men and old-timers both find modern Dill's is mild to meet modern smoking habits. But Dill's Best is rich and satisfying in taste and aroma, the way steady pipe smokers like their tobacco, especially when they find it cool and mild so they can smoke a lot of it. And now we hear the Dill's Best Yellow Jacket special arrangement of Valencia, the solo being played for you by our leader, Benny Krueger, the master of the saxophone.
Backyard and beat them. Us is going to do now for you a little historical play for you. Right now, this is our idea of how Manhattan Island was bought from the wild, ferocious Indians. The year is 1607 B.C.
Uh-oh, what's that B.C. in there for?
Before commercials. Now, Pat and me is a couple of wild Indians. We is redskin.
Boy, if you's a redskin, I'm colorblind, I'll say that.
Quiet, you leather-headed rascal, you keep quiet. Now, Patty's gonna take part of an Indian named Patent Leather. I'm his brother, Picking Cotton. The scene is in our wigwam on the Manhattan Island. The curtain is now going up. sketch begin. Oh, here I is, the big chief on the Manhattan Island.
Hey, Woof. Brother chief.
Yeah.
Some important Indians is outside to see thou.
What Indians?
Well, old chief Loose Red Suspenders is out there with his son Falling Britches.
Yeah. Well, who else is out there?
Man out there just Falling Britches. He just fell off his horse out there.
He fell off?
Yeah. Yeah. Chief Bingo is outside with his son, Bank Knight.
Oh. Chief Bingo's outside, huh?
Yeah, sir.
Well, tell him I'm not so keen to see him. Who else awaits me?
The Card Game Sisters is outside, too.
The Card Game Sisters?
Yeah.
Who is thou?
You know, Pocahontas and her sister, Pinochle Hunters.
Well, tell me, sonny boy, is Pocahontas carrying her papoose?
Is she carrying her hoopoos?
Papoose!
Oh, don't be all sillied up like that, Chief. She can't do that.
Can't do what?
She can't do what you said.
Listen. You crazy Indian, you. Don't you know what a papoose is?
Certainly, a papoose is the last car on the freight train.
No. No, man. That's a caboose.
You've been under plenty of them.
Wait a minute. I can't see anybody right now and know how I'm busy. brother, you hear me speak? I have made up my decision.
What is it, Captain?
Well, my gal is a high society Indian, you know that.
Yeah.
She's decided that she wants to live down in Newport, Rhode Island. You know, that's a pretty town.
Yeah, I spent a week there one summer.
Yeah. So I've decided to sell the old Manhattan Island.
Oh, now, don't do that, Chief.
Oh, let me do it.
Chief, this is only an ugly island right now, you know it?
You're telling me.
But the time will come when on this here island, there'll be great big things on it.
Yeah, flushing.
Yeah, I can see there'll be an Empire State Building.
Yeah.
A Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
And there'll be a great big old Woolworth Building, too.
Say, wait a minute, boy. How can you see all that?
By opening the studio window and looking out.
will you stick to your lines?
Oh, Chief, don't sell the joint, will you?
Why not?
I can look ahead for hundreds of years, you know it?
Oh, you can, huh?
Yeah, I can see right up to 1928.
Yeah?
Everybody on this island's happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's got lots of money.
Can you see 1929?
Well, I can't see what's going to happen in 1929.
Yeah, nobody else could either.
Wait, now I can see things happening in 1929.
Tell me about it.
I can see a lot of people going around in shorts.
Now, why is they going around in shorts?
Because they lost their pants in Wall Street.
Oh.
Oh, Chief, please don't sell it.
Oh, it's too late, my boy. My mind is all made up and stuff.
No, the fishing is so good.
I don't give a doggone. In fact, I've already advertised for a buyer in the Tommy Hawk Times.
Yeah.
Not on the wigwam flap.
Oh, white brother.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Is the chief inside? Who is you?
Pause is a second.
Oh, I see. Hey, chief. Peter Minuet McMahon is outside. He's a little short man, and he say he's an honest Dutchman.
Well, if he's honest, he ain't McMahon. You tell him to drop that libel suit or...
Oh, forget it.
Huh?
Forget it. When I say forget it,
forget it.
He wants to buy the island. Let me deal with him. Come in, Pete, old sock. What do you offer for Manhattan Island?
Well, first, I'll give you a hogshead of tobacco.
Hogshead of tobacco?
And besides that, I'll give you $20.
Make it a dollar more and I'll throw in the Brooklyn Dodgers.
You give me $5 and I'll take them.
Remember, folks, us is only fooling.
I tell you what. Us will sell the island for $20.
$20?
Yes, sir.
Well, that suits me fine.
Well, now let's see. Four goes into 1832 times. Oh, that'll be $1 million and $20.
$1 million and $20?
Yes, sir.
What's the $1 million for?
Sales tax.
Oh, no. It's no good. The price is too high.
Now, wait a minute, Pete, old boy. Don't get yourself all excited up and stuff. Since we can't come to terms on the price, suppose my brother Indian here shoots a little craps with you for the Manhattan Island. He's good.
Well, what do you mean, shoot craps?
Yeah, with these little cubes I got right here. You see, on each throw, us will bet part of the island. On the first throw, I'll bet the Empire State Building against the city of Amsterdam. And then the next throw, the Grand Central Station against a dozen windmills.
I see.
Until us done bet all of Manhattan Island.
Well, me thinks that's fair enough.
Well, all right, the Murrah says, do you mind if I use my dice?
Do you mean we're going to gamble?
No, I say we're going to use my dice.
Well, all right, go ahead.
Well, all I can say is that this game is going to change history.
How will it change history?
Because by the time I get through using my dice, Holland will belong to the Indians.
In a moment, Pick and Pat will be back again. When we tell you model tobacco is mild, we hope you won't get the impression that it is flat and tasteless. On the contrary, model has a full, rich, natural flavor. It tastes the way a man smoke should taste, but it's mild, cool-burning, biteless. A happy combination of real tobacco satisfaction plus agreeable mildness. That is why steady pipe smokers can enjoy model tobacco all day long, without any bad after effects. That is why so many of those who give model a week smoking trial become enthusiastic, especially when they also discover that model is not loaded with flavoring material or sauces, and therefore leaves no gummy heel in the bottom of the bowl. So if you've not already done so, buy a package tomorrow and be your own judge of model tobacco's qualities. All right, Pick and Pat?
Yeah, come on, sonny boy.
Let's sing a little song for the folks this tonight.
What else do I sing?
We'll sing about two men and a monkey.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
What?
There's not going to be any monkey singing here.
What's the matter? Ain't you going to sing?
Well, you got me that time, Pat.
Oh, Mary had a little bicycle. She learned to ride it well.
I said she
rode it into a telegraph pole
and broke it all to pieces.
Next week at the same time, join us again when Pig and Pat and their pipe-smoking buddies will again help you puff your cares away. And in the meantime, remember to buy either Dill's Best at 15 cents or Model Tobacco at 10 cents. Pipe Smoking Time was produced under the personal direction and supervision of Frank A. McMahon. Hal Moore speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.